Welcome to the Sunday Night Army podcast, the best local podcast in Windsor, Essex County, Detroit, and wherever. The place for news, entertainment, and music. Here's your host, Jacob.
All right, welcome to the show. I am Jacob, and welcome to another episode in the music series. Now, today, of course, another fantastic artist on the show. But before we get to all that cool stuff, don't forget, you can pick up some show merchandise in the link tree. The link in bio gets you to TeePublic, gets you all the merch that's out there to help support this show as best as we can, of course. Now, if you are listening to the show and you love the music, go to the Spotify playlist. Top Indie Playlist has all the music from the show, from these amazing artists, for you right there. Go listen, follow, subscribe, and get these tracks for yourself. This is literally the best way to go listen to the artists and support them through the music. Now, if you've seen this channel before, of course, you should know that the YouTube channel is doing its thing. So if you want to get some extra content from me on video, talking to you guys about random entertainment news and other things, go check out the YouTube channel or the Rumble channel if you want to go that way. It's all on there, and it's just some extra content. Of course, TikTok has its own thing going. Go check that out. I'm on all socials. If you're an artist, make sure you're following the Instagram, because that's where you get the quickest info on more bookings, upcoming artists, and show details. So let's get to today's interview. So right now, let's go all the way out to Vancouver Island for my next guest, Joan Bessie. How are you today?
I'm really good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. And it's always very much appreciated on my end, because going out to the West Coast with a giant time difference, I really do appreciate taking the time out to be on the show.
Well, this is great. I can have my morning coffee with you and get to chat when I would usually be writing my morning pages around now, kind of waiting for people to wake up slowly and ask me for food.
Right. That is mornings. That's we got to admit it is fun. But yeah, we're going to have our coffee and we're going to talk music. How about that?
So that sounds great.
But let's talk before we get to Dirty Work and your latest track that we have here on the show today. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about your background a little bit. How did you get started in the music business?
So I texted my dad last night in preparation for this question, and he sent me an email with a map of Toronto, which is where I grew up. And when I was about 4 or 5, there was a church down the road that they were doing some work on, and there was a piano in the basement, which was apparently covered in crayon and melted wax. And so my dad pushed it up Snowden Avenue, I think about 2.5 blocks, which is why he wanted to send the map for proof. and then refinished it in the garage. And my mom, I would say is still a dancer. She would say she doesn't dance anymore, but I think once a dancer, always a dancer. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, I think that just kind of lit the spark. And then the start of recording music, I think, and kind of industry stuff was when I lived in Calgary, kind of early adulthood. And I won a radio station contest there. And that was kind of, you know, that sparked a bunch of things like funding for recording and music videos and having to walk around and meet people who say they do stuff in the industry, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And that kind of led me out to Vancouver eventually. And I was really torn between going back to Toronto to kind of work with some people that were found and really close to me, and same with Calgary, but I hadn't lived in Vancouver and it seemed like my whole family was basically migrating west. So I followed. And then I started working with just some really incredible people, in some great studios, and, Joan Bessie became an iteration when my grandmother passed away and she was born Joan Bessie. And so I took the name on, and now that my daughter is with me in the band, it's kind of just morphed into an accidental family band, but it's kind of a lovely circle that it has come about that way.
That's awesome. Let's talk about musical influences. Now, two-sided question. One, looking at genres and where you take your musical style from, what has influenced you to have your own style musically? And two, writing, where do you pull from influence-wise?
So I grew up with like such a weird mashup of, you know, my mom might have like some Joan Armatrading or Ricky Lee Jones happening, and my dad would play The Who, and then my brothers would be listening to like Anthrax or Public Enemy. And then I had, you know, friends that were recording stuff off AM radio. And so there was a lot of mishmashy vinyl like Sam Cooke, and I got pretty obsessed with Sam Cooke for a little while. And then like Tom Waits came along in my life, and I thought, okay, like there was just a different approach to the piano. And I think that was what led to a lot of the writing, was like trying to kind of smash myself into the instrument a little bit more and interact with it physically, as opposed to just, okay, I have some lyrics and I'm going to see if they can make a pretty melody. And it's like, tried to let the instruments do more of the writing. At least, I mean, that's my approach now. I don't think that was, I think I used to have the approach of like, use every single chord in every single song. And, you know, now, if anything, I'm all about editing.
Nice. Yeah, editing's insanely important for sure.
You know, just grinding it down a little bit more, like
oh,
just
yeah.
really crafting it instead of kind of being, you know, satisfied right away and letting it come, and like, and also, I guess, when to take other people's input. That changes,
yeah,
over time.
That's extremely hard thing to take. You know, criticism from others, it's something I think over time gets easier. No, editing, I had nothing to do with any of that. I gave up on editing anything in let's say constructive way a long time ago. So my editing skills, super basic. So I give anyone a lot of props for even attempting to be really good at editing any of any kind, video, audio, of your own content of any kind. So
yeah, I'm appreciating the exceptional skill it is right now while I'm waiting for the first video cut of the Dirty Work video. Because
nice.
One of the reasons I thought we might chat about that song today was because we just finished a video shoot for it, and I got an email overnight, like that I woke up to before our call this morning, that says there should be some footage for me to look at this weekend. So now I'm looking forward to that nugget. And this part of this process, I can think visually, but I am certainly not as quick on the tools as these ninjas.
Yeah, I outsource all that work. It's too much to handle once you're trying to be creative, and it's just another aspect of creativity that takes a lot of engagement.
But collaboration has also become something that's really like exciting for me. I mean, I think it's really crafty that people are making whole albums on their laptops and using like whatever modern tools are available to enhance where you are. I personally find like I want someone else involved, you know. It's at a certain point, if I'm actually going to record music, I don't want to do it completely alone. Like I write alone a lot. So by the time I have something to share, like the first person I want to share it with is usually the collaborator, is somebody who I want to maybe play an instrument or, you know, produce it or, you know, contribute something in some way. I'm usually looking for the collaborator so that we can take it to the next step. And that's something that's a good relationship that's grown over time too. I used to not know what to do about that. Like how to get, you know, how to get other people involved at a certain point. Because I do think you, when you do songwrite, you write a lot by yourself. Like, I mean, you have to shut out the noise to hear the songs. So you just end up spending, that's what you spend your time doing. And it seems weird at the time. But then once you share them with people, eventually you realize you're probably going to share this one too. So, you know, it's worth working on.
No, that's true. And I think with our a blessing in disguise was COVID that created more opportunities to individually work on things, individually create, and then collaborate via our technology and expand our knowledge of technology. So I think that was a blessing in disguise that way to open more doors and for collaboration and virtually in programming and all this other cool stuff that we get to do as artists and creators.
Well, it brought about an interesting situation for me because I am on an island, and when travel was super restricted and they're really saying like, don't drive on the ferries unless you have like a medical emergency on the other side of it, basically. And so travel back and forth to all the people that I knew in Vancouver, where I had just moved from, became kind of impossible. I had three kids that were out of school because there was no school. And so Cobra Ramon, who's someone I've known and loved and worked with for a really long time, she wanted to produce an acoustic version of three tracks, you know, that I had put together to start this album that was just released this year. And so on February 29th, 2020, I was in Hipposonic Studio. Shout out Rob. Love that place. My favorite piano. And he helped me put together a session. And I had Ali Ciudad and Mike Young. So Mother's rhythm section. And I had Cobra Ramon, one of my best longtime friends, on guitar. And I was so stoked. And we got three songs done that day, like the bed tracks for three songs. And then the entire world shut down and I couldn't travel back for like over a year. But I had, you know, two really committed good friends in Jeff Young, who's someone I've worked with for a long time too. And he helped me put the, you know, the songs together that I could release as singles. And I was able to do videos for them by using footage from just other talented people I knew. I'm like, I want to use your footage in a music video. Speaking of editing, you know, can we cut something together? And it was like a lot of really like distilled valuable content did come out of that time frame for me. So I'm grateful for what it pushed. And then Cobra introduced me to Christian Down, she said, I need you to record vocals. I've got the whole track ready. Go see my friend Christian, you know. And it was like, meet this tall guy in an alley with a mask on. And we became instant friends. And then when it came time to finish the record, when my youngest was finally in kindergarten, I had some time and I went and finished the record with him in Victoria. And here we are. And now we get to hear bits and pieces of it.
And let's talk about that that music, because Dirty Work is the track we have today. Tell me about how this track came about and more about it.
So it was probably one of the most literal feelings I've had about songwriting. You know, it's about the mess of life. It really is. It's just kind of and about how we can pull comfort and how we can feel somebody else with us, sometimes welcome, sometimes maybe unwelcome. But as someone who likes vintage clothing and gives away clothes and likes it when clothes are given to me, maybe has stolen the occasional t-shirt off someone's floor in younger, more foolish days, I just wanted to give people like a comfortable song that was like an old comfortable piece of clothing that they could reminisce about, whatever gives them the extra push for their dirty work that day.
Nice. That's good background behind it. Definitely. I think we should, no, it is. It's an experience, and translating that into a song, is something special. So I think we should have everybody hear it. So let's play it. Here is Dirty Work on the Sunday Night Army.
You left me at dawn deep. You told me to wait. You held all the cards dear. The minute you played, now I weigh your t-shirt. To do my dirty work, now I weigh your t-shirt. To do my dirty work, and all of my lies, you cross them a thousand times. So just hold me closer.
There you go. That was Dirty Work. Of course, it'll be available on Spotify playlist for the show. You guys are already listening, already know where it's going to be. Go like, follow, subscribe, put it on your own playlist. Get it played. Now, let's talk about the sophomore album that came out in 2023, Girls I've Lost. How many tracks? Is there a theme to the whole thing? Tell me more about it.
The theme, yeah. Well, the title was fun to get to. That was like bouncing a little ping pong ball in the studio. Speaking of editing, like it was longer. It was, you know, I'm not going to deny there was this slight nod towards Willie Nelson in the beginning with the All the Girls I've Loved Before. And we were like, the way that flowed. And then I decided it was too long. Actually, I'm going to give my friend Laura a nod here because sometimes she tells me when things are too long. And we made, like I said in the beginning, we started the album and, you know, I had three songs finished and I really wanted to come back. And I had in this album, I have both the, I guess, quickest, like in terms of I've written a song during our recording process and it's ended up on the album, which I don't normally do. I normally go into the studio with things very finished. Mm-hmm. But in this case with Christian, the way we worked on the songs, we did them one at a time, which is really different from, you know, usually if you're going to do live drums and things like that, you set up and you want to get what you can out of the drum day. So you might do four songs or eight songs or whatever you can squeeze out of your drummer. depending, and then you might stack the overdubs on top in separate days. And working with Christian, we just worked on one song at a time and would basically get it mixed, and then we would move on to the next one. So it allowed like a really different pace of writing, and I could make really different choices on how we approach production on each of the songs. And it makes for a bit more of a mishmash album, which is something that I've never shied away from. I've been criticized for it by grumpy people who write like music magazine critiques. Somebody actually, I will share this with you, somebody, because mm-hmm. I know this is a near and dear thing to probably you and your listeners, which is like just general improvement of how we approach mental health. So this guy wrote in his article, I shouldn't give him really any direct reference, but he wrote, he basically used, like, I would say a mental illness as a slang, like dig, right? And personally at the time I was like, well, that guy's sad. But I have thought, like, today, this was very, very early on in my career, and I feel like today somebody would get pretty like flipped if they tried to sort of do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of makes you think about how things have, like, there have been a lot of positive changes. There's also a lot of crazy nonsense with streaming and things like that, that artists just can't control. True. But yeah, it was a really fun journey, and I'm so proud of this record because it came out of just, like all the fun places I wanted to go, honestly, with each song. And so, yeah, there's an acoustic, you know, if you feel like having a little cry in your car, there's like heavier stuff that'll help you do your daily push-ups. Mm. And there's songs that'll go well with a road trip.
There we go. And of course, that's available everywhere, so everybody should go check it out. But now we have an entire year ahead of us, 2024. What do you have planned for that?
Yeah, so we will be releasing the Dirty Work video. We don't have a release date yet because I've done that before seeing an edit. yeah, we're right in the works of getting the release date set. And I'm also working on two more video shoots. And some live touring will hopefully bring us out east, because we did kind of the West Coast touring with the beginning of the release of the album, and we're looking to get Ontario, possibly even St. John's.
Nice. That'd be really good. That'd be far away from where you are now.
Okay, so my best friend in the world lives on that coast, and we actually have started talking to promoters. So start a rumor, and maybe your listeners will swell the rumor into fruition.
Well, we're always here. Once you have dates, always here to share them for you. So you can always let everybody know, and we'll
Sounds
spread the
great.
Word.
Thank
Especially
you.
If it comes to this lonely area where we are, you don't get a lot of tourists coming through down south, as I like to say.
Okay, but, we'll get there. Get there.
Perfect.
I'll take the challenge.
Now, here's how we're going to push it also. Besides the website that you have, which is really nice, where would you like anybody listening that wants to follow everything that you're doing, when the videos drop and everything else, where would you like them to go?
Well, thank you for the compliment on my website. I worked really hard on that. so joanbessie.com and Joan Bessie, JoanBessie at all socials. I basically mostly just keep up with Instagram. That's probably the most direct way to see what I'm up to. So would love to connect.
Perfect. So everybody listening, you guys already know, grab the song, Joan Bessie, Dirty Work, wherever you listen to music, go check it out. Follow, like, subscribe. Link in the description to all the socials. Just go follow, like, and subscribe. That's what we do on this show. Joan, thank you for coming on the show and sharing music with me.
Thank you so much for having me.